Welcome to Ellie's Coffee Talks, the podcast featuring creative entrepreneurs in the Basel area over the best cups of coffee in the best cafes. Hi, Lorena, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great, thanks. And you?
I'm great. We're sitting here at the Rhine in Basel. It's one of the first or the second super summer days and people are swimming. We're not yet. But. So, Lorena, you're a barefoot coach.
Yes, exactly.
I'm super interested and curious about that. Would you like to share about your story?
Yeah, of course. That's quite a long story, but I'll try to cut it quite short. So I studied health promotion, or something like public health. So I was always interested in living healthy and all that stuff. But I always really enjoyed running. And with 18 or 19, I was running every second day, just a bit. But I had really bad issues. So after maybe 4 or 5 kilometers, my knees really started hurting and I just couldn't go any further. So with 18, what do? You go to a doctor and the doctor gives you new shoes and then something to put inside the shoes and then like so much stuff to wear while running. I looked horrible. And also it didn't work. So I still had very much, very many problems running. And so one day I started thinking about, hey, I'm 19 years old. My body really should be able to run just 5 kilometers. And so my mind shifted a bit and I started looking up. Just I asked Dr. Google and so I found the thing about natural running. Which I never heard about before, but apparently people are running wrong with jogging shoes, so with the normal sports shoes we've got, and that causes many problems. So I really was like, I really wondered how that comes, that so many people just don't know about this and just don't know how our body's made for to move. So I started watching videos and reading books about that, and I didn't have any problems anymore. So that was the point where I wanted to really learn that, just not out of YouTube and books. And I did a course in the Barefoot Academy in Düsseldorf, Germany, and so now I'm official a natural running coach and a barefoot coach. And I really love to explain this old knowledge to the people. And I really love helping them with their problems because, you know, anyone knows someone having problems with their feet, not only just while running, but also while walking and standing. And so people just don't know how important it is how we treat our feet.
Nice. So it all starts there. If you have knee pain and hip pain, it comes from the feet.
Well, I'm not a doctor, and you can't say that to anybody, to everybody, but it's more often than we think it's the feet. Also, there are people having neck problems, and it's because they're they're wearing wrong shoes. So no one thinks about that, but we should start to think about the base where our whole body is standing on. And that's the important thing I really would like to share to spread that.
So you're barefoot most of the time?
Yes, I am. I am right now. I just came my bike. I don't have any shoes with me. Well, in some situations you need to wear shoes though. But I only have minimal shoes, so like barefoot shoes they're called, so my feet can work as they should work.
Cool. I also have barefoot shoes and they're so comfortable, and then it's hard to get into normal shoes again.
That's why I got rid of all
no
normal
way.
Shoes. I did. Yeah.
Cool. What do you do exactly? You take people in the woods, I've seen. You do workshops. You go yourself into the woods.
I do.
You juice.
Yeah, but I don't get money for that, unfortunately. Well, I do coaching most of the time. So just one by one, people are coming either for the natural running thing. Mm-hmm. So I've got a treadmill and do videos of it and just explain and show the people running drills and just show them how they should move. And also I've got many people just... they don't want to run, they just want to move correctly, and they've got problems with their feet just during the day. So I show them, there's some exercise called toga, so it's toe yoga, and just to strengthen the feet. And then that's how I coach them. I also do workshops and sometimes little speeches, and I do a lot with kids also, so I really want to spread the message everywhere, not only upon like sportive people, but also the non-sportive ones.
Yeah. What did you dream of doing when you were a kid?
That changed a lot, like every month something. No, I'm kidding, but I always wanted, like for a long time, I wanted to work with flowers and sell flowers. I don't know how that came, like I just love flowers. I also wanted to work with animals, like the what every little girl wants to do probably.
Yeah, I wanted to work with dolphins.
Oh,
only dolphins.
I love
not
dolphins.
Fish dolphin.
I love dolphins. Well, I had so many books about them, but it changed a lot, so I didn't have that one dream walking around barefoot or whatever. Yes. As a kid, it just came up like this.
Yeah. What does a regular day for you look like?
Well, I don't have any regular day. I'm trying to get up quite early, so about between 6 and 8 a.m. Depending on my schedule, I do yoga nearly every day, just like for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that, just to move everything once. And while doing yoga, I'm making tea, a cup of ginger tea, and drinking that afterwards, and then looking up my schedule, what's on today. And then I just prepare whatever the week brings me, so I can't really explain a normal day like that. I live with my grandparents, so nearly every day I am really happy to share the lunch with them. So my grandma cooks, she's a great cook, and she's Italian, so that's regular. And in the evening I often Skype with my boyfriend, so that's regular as well. But in between I do sports, I do my workshops or whatever. So
morning routines are important for you. Do you really feel the difference when you don't do it?
Yeah, I do.
Or you always do it?
I really enjoy morning routines, but still I think you shouldn't exaggerated. On a Sunday I'm not doing yoga. I just sleep in late and just relax. But I really feel the difference when I get up and just stretching and drinking, like stay hydrated, and then just I stretch my tongue also. So I'm really... sometimes my boyfriend lives quite far away, so sometimes I forget that tongue scratcher, and I hate it in the morning, that feeling. So I really, really enjoy the routines in the morning, and I really enjoy getting up before my boyfriend also when we sleep together. So just to have the time for myself and to just start in a day calm.
Does he do that too?
No. No, he doesn't.
No.
He hates ginger tea. He's not into yoga. But yeah, I'm happy, so I've got the time
for myself.
Sure. So that's all right.
Yeah. And where do you get inspired by all these rituals?
Podcasts. Mm-hmm. A lot of podcasts and books and Instagram. Just people I talk to, so there are many sources.
Do you have a mentor?
No, I wouldn't say so.
A favorite teacher?
I have many people inspiring me, but I wouldn't say I've got one mentor or something.
What are your near future projects?
Spreading this barefoot message even more.
Yeah.
And just also showing, I'm also doing a bit of health coaching next to the barefoot thing. So I really want to show the people that living healthy isn't that hard. Mm-hmm. And many people are being overweight. They think, oh, I can't be healthy because it's so hard, and I need to cut this I love and this I love, and I need to cut everything and just eat salad all day, which isn't true, obviously. But so I really want to share this message as well, that living a more or less healthy lifestyle is a win situation for you. It's not cutting stuff out of your life, it's like winning more stuff and being more happy and just enjoy your days and your body more.
Yeah, so I really have more energy.
Yeah, exactly. And to reach that, I do Instagram, obviously, to spread that. And I also want to have, back to the barefoot thing, I'm doing a barefoot workshop for families. I did two in Lörrach in May and June, and now I'm going to do one here in Rien, just also for families. So I want to show them really practical how easy it is, what, like, also for kids, little place or a little also toga exercise you can do just to strengthen your feet, because I also work with many kids, and if I see them barefoot, like, I would say 80% of them are having issues with their feet in really young age.
And just because of the shoes?
Yes, just because of the shoes. And I see two things. The one thing is that parents want to have their children pretty. I get that, but they put like Nike shoes or Vans or stuff like that, which is really not made for any foot, especially not for children's feet. And the second thing is that parents are very, very afraid of everything.
Yeah.
So I've got many kids, when I say, like, in the gym, I say, well, just do barefoot, it's warm, you can really just put off your shoes. And then they say stuff like, but my feet will get dirty.
Yeah.
And I'm always so, I don't know what to say, because in that age I was just dirty always. I can be washed any hour. So yeah, I think that's a huge change, which causes to children wearing shoes all the time and wearing the wrong shoes also.
Yeah, interesting. I didn't know kids had that too, but obviously it has to start at some point.
Yeah, it's only 2% of the, there are studies for that, it's only 2% of the, Fehlstellungen, so of the serious issues with the feet, it's caused since birth, and the rest of it is caused by the shoes.
Yeah.
So 89%, we make it.
So what would be your first advice if, say, I want to do something healthy for my feet and my whole body, what would I do first?
Okay, first,
for a little trick,
put off your shoes. Just start walking around barefoot.
Yeah.
Start wherever you feel comfy with. So if you don't want to walk around in the city, that's all right. Just start with with grass.
Yeah,
I love the most. I love it the most to walk around in the grass. Anyway, so I would start with that.
Mm-hmm.
Just start feeling your feet again.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a sixth sense we've got, and we forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is just start moving the toes separately. So start try to that's the toga thing. So try to move just the big toes or just the little toes, or just try to
yeah. We're doing it right now.
Yeah. Well, just try to use the muscles again. Yeah, yeah, great. You're doing really good.
Yeah, I used to teach yoga. But it's always impressive how people are not aware of their toes. You say I used to say lift the big toe, spread them wide, then lift everything up, put the big toe down, little toe, three others. And then people would get so confused. It was so funny.
I know.
But it's just a matter of practice. Yeah. Everybody can do it at some point, right?
Yes.
Have you seen someone who cannot never do it?
No. I think like I said, 89% of the feet, you should be able doing that.
Mm-hmm.
There's 2% where we can discuss about it.
Yeah.
That's all right. But nearly most of the people should be able doing it.
So this is fun. Let's practice now. And you never got injured or something?
No.
And no piece of glass or?
I think I had one piece of glass in the last 5 years. So I always say the injury with one piece of glass lasts for 2 days, but the injury with wrong shoes lasts for years and hurts not only the feet but also the whole body. So
yes.
I'm really okay with one piece of glass every 5 years. That's all right.
So you run bare feet?
Not always. Depends on the ground. So most of the time I'm in the forest and. Yeah, you can't always. Well, I can't always run in the forest barefoot all the time. I try to put off the shoes sometimes, but most of the time I've got sandals on. So they are minimal sandals and they don't affect any movement of the feet. It's just for the ground to be safe with that. So if people are interested in that, I really recommend the book Born to Run, where it's a story about it's a true story about the Tarahumara. They live in Mexico and they run around with those shoes 60 to 100 kilometers a day. And they wear the shoes just because it's hot, obviously, on the ground. But the book is really impressive and it really inspired me a lot.
Yeah. Nice. I will go home barefoot tonight. Too ashamed to wear shoes after that. And it's true, it doesn't feel good.
Ah.
So, and you're pain-free?
Yes, I'm pain-free.
That is inspiring. Where do you see your life in 20 years?
Depending on how the world is going to change, right? So with all of the environmental crisis right now, I really can't say safely how my life will look like in 20 years. So, but I really wish to have a little family, a little house with a little garden. So I would say the normal dream, more or less, still being self-employed. I really love that.
Mm-hmm.
and just have a lot of free time with my family. And I never did it, but I also will never, I wish I never have to change, like to trade my time for money.
Mm.
So I'm
doing something you don't like.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I really would love to continue doing what I love. So getting money from stuff like I do right now is really
coaching,
really making
and barefoot coaching especially.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I am trading my time for money right now. But yeah. So do you see yourself more in the city or more on the countryside or totally secluded or like you were this weekend or last week in Les Vosges?
Last week I was in a tiny house just in the middle of the forest and I couldn't do that all of the time. It was lovely for a few days, but also after 4 days, my boyfriend and I, we read 3 books in those days and we're like, I'm bored too.
Yeah.
That's too much of countryside.
Yeah.
But I grew up in a village, in a small village, and just nearby. And I really love that because it's a small village. It's just next to a lot of nature.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I'm here in Basel within 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm on the countryside, but near to everything. So that's what I'm dreaming of, like living there. So.
Beautiful. So yeah, hopefully not too much climate change until then.
Yeah, well, let's see.
So what would you do with more time? Let's say more time first.
With more time, I would travel more. More especially, I would love doing more slow traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So just like to have the journey as the travel as well, so not to get on a train or on
plane.
In the car or plane and reaching my final destination and getting back after a week. So I really would love doing the slow travel more. Yeah.
On a bicycle, for example, or in a car?
I'm not the bicycle type of I don't know, I would rather prefer walking or train or I love train rides.
And you feel like you have enough time in your daily life right now to do the things you want to do?
There could be more time, but I'm quite good about that. So it's not that I'm really unhappy about having not enough time. It would be great to have some more, but I'm happy.
Yeah, great. What would you do with more money?
Speaking of the climate crisis, I would put as much as I could into that.
Projects.
Yes, yeah. Projects. Any kind of. I'm donating money for cleaning the ocean already, but yeah, not that much. But yeah, because if the climate's gonna really change in the next 5 years, I can get rid of my money after that because we don't know what's going to happen then, and we don't want to know what's going to happen then. So I would really put that in the first place.
You do special things every day for that. Do you want to share about that?
Yeah, well, I'm a bit of a hippie, some people say. I've reduced plastic drastically, so
no to-go cups.
And my bathroom is nearly plastic-free, and my kitchen's nearly plastic-free. So I'm really good in that by now, I think. I also eat vegan most of the time, depending on my grandma cooking. But I don't eat meat at all, so that has a huge impact. We don't want to see it, but it does. I try not to take the plane for traveling within Germany or within Europe for short distances. Try to take the train as much as I can. So yeah, the normal stuff I think you would do. The little swaps in your life everyone should do. But yeah, I really do that a lot.
Yeah.
And sometimes I even got, I don't know if you know, there's an Instagrammer, she's called Daria Daria, and she brought up the word eco-anxiety. So I've got that.
No, I don't know that.
Sometimes, so just to feel this huge problem on my shoulders. I don't know if you get that, but it's...
Yeah. I used to, but not anymore, because it's just too much at some point. Yeah. And then every time, for example... If I'm staying at my mom's and my mom puts the toilet paper roll, the cardboard toilet paper roll in the normal garbage, I'm like, oh my God. And I used to be like that. And now I'm just like, okay, it's fine. Chill. I do it, but then I don't expect... I will tell people, but not as much anymore. You know, okay. It's fine. Okay. Sometimes we're not perfect, you know. But for sure, I try to recycle as much as possible. The best would be not consume, okay? But if you're on the go, I still find it hard. Or not, you need to be organized.
Yes, exactly.
When you travel.
Yeah,
or every day, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think if you start doing it, it feels like a lot of work to do, to organize everything and to put your to-go coffee cup in your bag every morning. But you get used to it, as you do with everything. And
it's a habit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it gets easier with the time.
Yeah, nice. What is your absolute favorite thing to do on your time off?
That's really hard to say. Depends on my mood. Being with my boyfriend, being with my family, being in nature, reading. Yeah. So I can't say one thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about
top
that.
Top 10 if you want.
Oh, no, but that's the most important things, I think.
Yeah. Family, time.
Family, friends, boyfriend. Nature,
yeah.
Movement.
Okay. Do you have a self-care practice?
Well, we talked about that already, like the morning routine. That's
your self-care practice?
Yeah, it really is. And also doing yoga once a week in a class. That's also really good for me. And what I love to do is sitting on my table on a Sunday and preparing myself for the week. So I plan everything. I've got I made myself like an organized plan just for 1 week with my to-dos, with my schedule, with my goals for the week. And so I really need that to have less stress during the work week.
And do you ever get stressed or
I do a lot. I don't get stressed anymore with my work most of the time, because I really need to be perfectly organized. Mm-hmm. Well, you can never be perfectly organized, but near to perfect. That doesn't stress me that much, but other people stress me sometimes, and habits of some people and stuff like that.
So what do you do then when you get stressed?
Breathing. Depending on the situation. So most of the time I just try to... I always also say to children, I did happiness courses with children as well. So I taught them to imagine they've got glasses on, and there's a happy glass and unhappy glasses. So you can choose which one you want to wear. And if I'm in such a situation, I always think, okay, I've got those unhappy glasses on right now. I just put them off and put the other ones on, and right. just try to see what's good in this situation.
Yes.
As bad as it is, probably, which is all right, but I just try to find the good things in every situation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm doing that.
I'm so impressed.
I can't do it all, and I can't do it every time, but yeah. I'm just... Yeah,
but you have the
it.
Tools. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And what did you learn on your journey to entrepreneurship?
I learned a lot. So I think the most important thing I've learned is that you should, like, done is better than perfect. Mm-hmm. You should just start.
Yeah.
And I made a lot of mistakes, but I'm still so happy how it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just be happy with what you've got at the moment. Always learn more. Like, try to be an expert in your topic.
Yes.
And also in other topics. And I also learned that if you start going... Like, if you start living your journey, however you would imagine that, but like if you start doing your thing,
mm-hmm.
The opportunities just come up. It sounds strange, but it really does. So people come up to you giving you a job, or like
mm-hmm.
asking something, or they know someone who needs you, and it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's really strange to say, but yeah, I think it just happens if you start trusting, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
trust who you trust, I don't know, I trust the life or the universe,
yeah.
however you would call that, but then things just, yeah, start to grow.
And for people who don't know yet exactly what they want to do, exactly what their purpose is, and they have different ideas, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, first thing, just imagine what when you were a child, what did your parents or other adults tell you? Like, what have you been told of for?
Mm-hmm.
So many speakers, for example, say as a child, many people told them just stop talking, just shut up and sit down and be quiet.
Okay.
Stuff like that. Just just think about, like, remember what you did as a kid and what you really enjoyed as a kid. That may be something you can start with. And also just I love flip charts and like my whiteboard, but just try to write down everything that bothers you in the world. So during mm-hmm. a normal day, what does really bother you?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you've got a page full of problems probably, and then you can just have another page full of ideas how to solve those problems, and then you have to decide someday, but yeah, just start with one idea you really feel comfy with.
Nice. If you could write a note to your younger self in only two words,
I would tell myself fuck perfection, because like in my teenager time I was really into perfection. I wanted to have the best grades and like making my parents happy all the time, making everyone happy all the time, being friends with everyone, and you just can't do it. No one can do it. So I would tell that to my younger self, definitely.
Nice. So you are an organized person.
Yeah, I would say so.
Since forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, it helps.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not like that. It doesn't help.
But you find your way.
You find, so, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Any tips for people? Maybe it's the same answer. Starting their own business.
Well, if you got the idea,
yeah.
I think it's really important to have a good concept. So it's not only the idea, it's really the concept you need to work on for a long time until it's good enough and until you really feel comfortable with doing this for a long time. And also if you've got a 12-hour day or something like that, so really work on your concept. I think that's
quite smart,
important.
Yeah.
And yeah, then really just start. So just start, just build up a website, or just start in small steps. Yeah. I think that's one step further is better than just still, like,
not doing
standing
nothing.
Still.
Yeah. How did you start?
I started right from university.
Yeah.
So I never had this this normal work life, 9 to 5, and having a lot more money than as a student. So I think that was quite clever. Just
yes, it is.
So I'm happy with like a small amount of money, so I can start being self-employed right away. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you start. So what did you? So you obviously used it for yourself, the barefoot thing, the barefoot concept. And what was your first business thing ever? What did you give a workshop or just a tip to someone from family or friend, or do you remember that?
Regarding the barefoot thing,
or health coaching?
I really don't know. I think I did coaching, coaching at first sight. Yeah.
It just happened.
Yeah, it just happened, really. I coached my family and friends before as well, so I started with them and then started doing this as a job. So I really can't say what the first thing was.
That's when you know that's what you're supposed to do. When it's, you don't even remember. And why is your logo a watermelon?
Oh, that was a hard time looking for a logo. That was horrible. Because I'm interested in so many things. Maybe too many things. And so I really needed a logo putting all of those things together. So working with children, working with feet, working with happiness, with health coaching. So that's so much stuff. And I wanted a fruit, as a sign of a healthy lifestyle, and because fruits are sweet and most of the people like them. And I went with the watermelon because I had the name of my business first, so Kerngesund, and because I wanted to say that, like, from inside, so the health comes from inside, the happiness comes from inside, and you can't just go to your doctor and he will fix everything. So you need to start from yourself, and so I had the Kerngesund, and then I needed a fruit with a
lots
can.
Of Kerne.
Exactly. And then I went with a watermelon. One reason was I was just sick of thinking about that. And also the watermelon, I think I associate it with summer, with
joy.
Yes, yeah. Joy and like
relax.
Exactly. So happiness. That's why.
Totally. What is work for you?
Fun. I love work, and it's not work for me, I think, as it's for many other people, especially for the generation of my parents. So I see work as as an opportunity to create a world that's a slightly bit better than it would be without me.
Wow, that's a great definition of work. Probably the best I've heard so far.
Oh wow, thank you.
And where can we find you online?
You can find me on my Instagram, so Lorina Kengesund, you'll find me. Also on my website, just Google me, you'll find something. I'm happy to hear from the people, and if they've got any mm-hmm. ideas or anything to say to me, I would love to get in contact.
Instagram is your
Instagram,
main channel.
Instagram or emails mm-hmm. is the main channels, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's super inspiring. I highly recommend following her.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time and just chilling at the Rhine. And yeah, let's all go barefoot hiking soon.
Yes, please. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you for listening.